The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is your hard-earned money shrinking fast? Need some help? Call my friends at Lear Capital to learn about owning gold and silver, the ultimate protection hedge against inflation and market volatility. And experts are predicting metals are set to soar. Learn more. Call 800-430-2919.
This is the Seculo Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Welcome to the Seculo Brothers Podcast. This is Logan Seculo.
And George Seculo's here.
Yeah, we like to mix it up.
I'm present.
Present?
President accounted for.
It's like you're at the roll call at school. That's real fun.
We're at a debate.
Yeah. I watched that full debate on News Nation, which did take me a while to figure out, even though I'm a viewer, how to get to it. But I did find News Nation.
It's not near the news.
Well, because it was WGN America, which was like, this is WGN America.
I'll say this. So after that Oz Fetterman debate, I started scrolling through and I found a bunch of other channels I didn't know existed that had other debates on.
Oh, were there other other ones?
Michigan governor.
Oh, yeah.
Tudor Dixon. Boom. Yep. Taking it to Gretchen. Thank you.
I didn't watch it. A couple of my friends did
New
ask
York,
if I watched others.
Hochul and Zeldin. Zeldin take it to... I mean, listen, we are on the precipice of something potentially great.
Oh, yeah. That's
I am not an overseller because I work... This is my profession other than ACLJ is politics. And you don't want to oversell 2 weeks out, but... Lord, when you start looking at all these races, I mean, when you Gretchen Whitmer, I do not like her.
And that's Michigan?
Michigan.
Michigan. I mean, for people
and
who
Tudor
don't
Dixon
know.
Got in specifically because of exactly what I love to hear. I love to hear from the moms. Education.
Enough
with these closed schools. Now we're starting to see these reports come out about how this is affecting
how far behind
kids are in America.
It's way further than I think we would have anticipated.
2+ years.
It's wild. I flipped on the Oz Fetterman debate, and my kids stayed up a little bit later last night. They haven't been feeling good.
Were they into it? Were they surprised that guy was a candidate for Senate? I'm taking out even the... Because he doesn't look like he had a stroke. That's how he looks.
No. Like you said, he looks like a WWE wrestler.
Bad guy.
Yeah.
He's not a good guy.
Like, he should have a Russian accent. Like, you know.
Yeah, he's a little Drago-ish.
Yeah.
Well, not... This is Drago's better looking at more...
But Drago was a specimen of a man. Yeah.
But,
he has a skin from Rocky?
Yeah,
I mean, God, who wouldn't want to look like him? What's that guy's name? What's his real name? Yeah, I don't know.
Dolph Lundgren. Yeah, he's in a spat right now with
Dolph Lundgren
versus Stallone.
Oh no,
over a new spinoff on the life of
Dolph,
Drago.
Of Drago. Well, then Creed 3 comes out pretty soon. They put out the trailer.
Drago's son was in one.
That was Creed 2.
Yeah.
And Rocky isn't in Creed 3.
This was a whole thing of just like focusing on Drago's life.
Okay.
And Sylvester Stallone was happy. But then Dolph.
Does he have the rights to do that? I mean, this is because he wrote Rocky. Sylvester Stallone, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people forget that. He won an Oscar. I mean, that movie is unbelievable. It's just you kind of got watered down after.
Rocky died.
Rocky Goes to Camp or whatever the last ones were. I mean, it became almost like
Rocky Halloween.
Yeah. Rocky Scared Stupid. It was,
Bill and Ted's Excellent Rocky.
Yeah, yeah. It's like all the Ernest movies. Ernest movies just don't, I mean, I've watched.
They're tough to watch.
They're tough to watch, but also just, do you think that was a time?
We were dark.
That was a time.
It was dark.
The Ernest movies?
You don't feel like it was kind of like a sense of dark, like it's kind of like Beetlejuice and all that? We were just kind of weird.
I don't think you've seen the Ernest movies. They're pretty.
They're weird.
They're weird, I guess.
That's
a little.
I mean.
Kind of. They're not really that
they're
weird.
Kind of trippy weird.
Well, because a lot of it was like first person.
Yeah.
Because it's Vern movie. Is shooting it, right? Are you seeing through the eyes of Vern? Or are you the camera? Is Vern behind a camera? Are we thinking of different things? Maybe I'm not versed on my Ernest.
I don't think you've watched a lot of Ernest because it's weird.
I mean, Ernest saves Christmas. Ernest goes to camp. Ernest scared stupid. Ernest goes to jail. Ernest.
Yeah, goes to jail.
Ernest goes to Africa is one of them too, I think, right?
Really? This is going to really keep people.
What was the Ernest?
You're not wrong, Logan. That is one of the titles of the films.
It's just called Ernest Goes to Africa?
Correct. From 1997.
It was the later of the Ernest films.
Directed video.
Well, okay.
I mean, it was that Pee Wee Herman time period. It was just
There's weirdness to it. Yeah, for sure. We can move on from the Ernest movies. This is
what Fetterman brought out of us. we were on Fetterman. And again, nothing to do with the stroke. The guy looked the same pre-stroke. It's not like
they put him in.
If you're
suit.
Just noticing it
well,
on this,
if you didn't know he was 6'9" or whatever it is, you would think like, who made this suit? But then you realize he has to get the gigantic suit.
There's no suit for this person. Like, he's bigger than a football player.
And you see that sometimes with football players, basketball players. Like, they have a suit that's just...
He would make a lot of these football players look small.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 6'9", I'm trying to think of who I've spent time with that's that
I've
tall.
I've spent some basketball players who are 6'9", but they're not as big.
The Big Show is pretty big.
Yes.
But he's kind of, like, proportionate and trim. He's kind of like, there's something about it. Like, Dwight Howard is probably the biggest guy I've ever met, but he is, like... He is like a guy that you expanded out. Like, he's just huge, but he's not, like, gigantic. He looks...
Yeah, he's in shape.
He's proportionate.
Yeah.
So is... And Shaq is giant. I met him, too.
Will met Shaq.
Will met Shaq when he was a kid, and Shaq was not friendly.
Really?
Right?
Was this, like, before...
This was Orlando Magic Shaq, right?
Oh, so
it was when he was going to different places to interview, per se.
Yeah. So he wasn't
a kid.
Young Shaq.
Shaq was young. Yeah, no one's nice for the young.
I met Shaq at backstage at a Miley Cyrus concert. That's just a great sentence. And he was wearing a full Elmo, like Elmo shirt, Elmo pants, Elmo shoes, Elmo hat. Like like red with just like Elmo eyes and then Elmo. I mean, it was an impressive look. I regret not getting a picture.
Why are we backstage at Miley Cyrus?
I was working video for the opening act. So I was on the Miley Cyrus Best of Both Worlds tours for a couple weeks there.
Did you get sick of that party in the USA?
It was one of the loudest shows I've ever been to in my life. I mean, they have a decibel meter.
Could you tell that she was as talented as she like kind of became, like that she could really sing?
I don't think so. She was an incredible was very performer, popular. But she was a kid. Like, she was still
she'd
a kid.
She had a voice yet.
Not really.
What would you call that voice? Elvis?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's
a female Elvis.
She's weirdly the closest thing we have to like a rock and roll vocalist, I'd say right now.
Oh, like, yeah.
Female-wise. I mean, maybe you have the outliers. You have some of the ones that are out there doing really, like, the Hailstorm.
No idea what that is. I'm 40.
I think they are, too. But she's come out. She does a Metallica record, Miley, and it's pretty good. So,
no, right. I'm always impressed. I saw with, like, the Bill Murray specials and stuff like that. I can't talk about him anymore.
Yeah, we can.
We can.
Yeah. No, I love him. I
could care less about these people trying to cancel old men.
It's hard for Bill.
Except for me. To cancel old men.
Bill Murray is
cancel
tough.
Cancel his friends.
It's tough for me for Bill Murray because it's like, man, I'm such a humongous fan. I mean, he's probably my favorite actor. That it's hard for me to fully get behind any sort of movement. Also, you're right. Yeah. When someone's had like 50 years of a career,
please.
It's like, okay.
You know, I mean, they're not perfect.
No, they're mostly weirdos.
Yeah.
Those people that you work with in the arts and in politics. Look, you know, many people don't see this. They don't see behind the camera. And this is, you know, I said this about Cuomo that I liked when he said it, and I'm going to say it too, which is we've lived it. We've seen behind the camera. We've seen these guys backstage. Like you said, even when we were George W. Bush, he'd get himself hyped up. Like, these guys are eccentrics, a lot of them. They have to portray a level of professionalism. Like, you look at Dr. Oz last night. I don't know Dr. Oz. He seems like a nice enough guy, but that guy's an entertainer. And that guy, you could tell backstage, is like, we're going to go. We're going to, you know, he's Tony Robbins-ing himself. Like, he's pumping himself up 3 hours, probably just screaming words out to the universe.
Turkish.
Screaming in Turkish. Turkish profanities just out loud. Turkish profanity is my favorite dessert. I don't know if you've ever had it. It's from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Turkish profanities. I'm sending you so far. The three nerds listening are going to love that.
Yeah, they will.
But the debate. I watched the whole thing.
You ever had Turkish delight?
I have. It's fine. It's like Swedish fish or something, right?
It's not worth going through what those kids went through.
Isn't it kind of like Swedish fish?
Those kids went through way too much for that.
Well, they were not doing well, those kids, right? I don't think they were living the high life. They lost their parents, right?
Still not worth Turkish Delight.
Not worth losing, you know, Christmas. Always winter.
They didn't Ryan lose died. Their parents, Logan.
Yeah. No? Well, I mean,
they just got lost in a
whose house were London they in? During World War II because of the bombing campaigns.
That's right. Okay. This is still pretty bad.
Yeah, their parents were still alive.
I'd be traumatized by what they went through.
Yeah. Both. They went through two
both World War
II
and
things.
The lion dying and the
a fictional
man, a horse and the
man horse,
goat.
You know. What's that guy's name?
Mr. Tumnus.
Like, we were pumped all of this. Like, I'm sure if you're in our age group, you saw these movies over.
And you're talking about the original. You're talking about The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe from,
oh,
like,
yeah.
The, I don't know when they shot that, but the one they showed us at Christian camp over and over again. And then they made the Disney ones, like, 20 years ago.
No, I don't like those.
They're good. They're good.
I've never seen
the first one is good.
Because, I mean, the originals are kind of...
They're also creepy.
Yes.
I mean, so is The Lion, the Witch, the more modern ones. But I think if you make a Christian movie in the 80s and 90s, and they're either made for the BBC, so they have that, like, shot on PAL look. Like, you know, everything is desaturated. You're like, what? They have color? They didn't have color in England? Like, this
no.
Is, they did no lighting? You know, just however it turns out, that's how we're going to make it.
But, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people here that are the group that is listening to us or watching us, they've seen those.
Oh, absolutely.
The originals.
Yeah.
And they probably traumatized them as children.
Did they? I don't remember all of them. I know they made some of them.
It was traumatic. Even the way the lion died was very traumatic. It was like watching another crucifixion.
Well, that was the point. I don't know if you know this.
So I do know that.
That's
I'm not
the
trying
story.
To like re-explain it to people. They know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about the Chronicles of the hit new book by C.S. Lewis, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Next year, coming out, Prince Caspian. I can't wait to find that one out. Ooh, how about the Silver Chair? We're going to see what happens with that one. Ooh.
You want Silver Chair of the Band?
Silver Chair of the Band, yes, is coming out with their new book, The Screwtape Letters.
Yeah. You're sorting out every C.S. Lewis.
Mere Christianity. I don't know. I've never read most of these, but people say them a lot. I hear people say them.
I feel like that's true to a lot of them. I've read them. Uh-huh.
I've read some of them. I don't think books.
They're pretty quick reads. They're not like...
I've read Mere Christianity.
Handy, but he didn't write them to be like unreadable.
Yeah. Where Tolkien, I think, wrote them to be unreadable. I feel like they sat in a room and they're like, you're going to write the stuff that people are going to understand. I'm going to write the allegories that we're going to have to like really break down and be like, what is this about?
Yeah, the Tolkien
Which
stuff is not
is
my
Which one
is
Jesus thing. And the Lord of the Rings?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
the ring? Is the ring Jesus?
I'm not a Lord of the Rings person.
I tolerate it.
I'm not like a Game of Thrones person. It's just not my world.
You're not a fantasy person?
Goblins. I don't like... Yeah, I'm not a Harry Potter person.
I don't like goblins. That's very Trump way of saying it.
I don't like that little guy who wants the ring.
Gollum.
Or just give him the ring. I mean, like, get him away
from
it.
Well, he can't get it off.
Just a ring.
No, it wasn't just the ring. It was like power of the universe.
Yeah,
I think.
But the power of the universe isn't a ring. It's in people. Don't you, like, learn that eventually?
I don't. That sounds very Unitarian of you. The power of Christ is just you.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Quote Jordan Segulo.
NWO.
People started quoting me, by the way, about the Kanye stuff on Twitter last night. I'm
like in quotes?
I was like, I don't think I said that. And one person was like, I agree with Logan. I'm sure they're listening right now. And look, I'm glad you agree with me. But they were like, yeah, they said something defective. Ye didn't do anything wrong. I'm like, I never said that. Whoa.
I think I'm at this point with him, right? If people would just be honest and he went and got help,
yeah.
Which I think is what he needs to do. I would let him come back to real.
There's forgiveness always.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the
problem is these hanger-ons are defending him like he's not having a mental episode. And that's not cool. And so I'm not like taking it on to him so much as I am the people around him. He is very bad handlers.
This just broke out. You know, they Madame Tussauds.
Like Fetterman. The same people that put, like, Fetterman on the stage last night are the same people giving Kanye a microphone right now.
Yeah.
Or would say, like, disgusting. Like, his wife should not have let him go on that debate.
We're talking about Fetterman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The handlers of Kanye and his actual friends should have said, some did. Some people, like, a lot of his inner circle said, I'm quitting.
Yeah.
And they left. And sometimes that's all you can do because you can't force them.
But I watched the whole thing last night, like we were said, and it was very interesting. It was sad because I felt like
it was an Oz setup. I was saying that. I think they were trying to set up Oz.
I think so, too.
To be a jerk.
Because there was almost no way around it.
Except for him pitch him as that, too. They always try to pitch it as like, oh, he's this big TV. The deal is, if you're really good on TV like he is, you don't come across like that. You come across as likable.
Yeah.
Why do you think he's so like? Why does everyone know his name?
I didn't like they called him Mr. Oz the whole time.
Mr. Oz.
Which, yeah, that sounds like the Wizard of Oz. But
follow the yellow brick road.
They don't call him Dr. Oz. And I wonder if it was because Dr. Oz.
Is like that, too. He could be like the fellow. He could be like the bad guys of that, too.
In the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Have you shared your kids the Wizard of Oz?
No.
No, not yet. We haven't done it either.
Like all these things that we're talking
about.
They were
scary.
We were, you know, I like the Princess Bride. Like all these were pushed on you at Christian school over and over.
Yeah.
These were like the only things you could watch.
Yeah.
Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Chronicles of Narnia. I mean, which again, still bothering me.
We're going just right back to it. We can't escape it.
No, that Turkish delight.
Just the phrase. Yeah, that's all you can think of.
It was a scary woman handing it to.
Yeah, the White Witch or whatever. Right? Is that right?
The White Witch was good.
No.
No.
No, the White,
Witch is bad?
The White Witch is bad, yeah.
The White Witch is Tilda Swinton in the new movies.
Of course it is.
She's great in it. She's like full Bowie.
Yeah, I like her. Is this she her still?
Yeah.
We're allowed to call her her?
Tilda Swinton?
You know,
I think so.
Her pronouns?
I think that's a woman.
She did that thing where she just slept at art galleries.
Oh,
in a box.
I love that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's an artist.
She's cool. She's an artist. But I think she's cool. I always like her characters. Yeah. She can play. She literally is like, she could be so many different things.
Yeah.
We're open minded.
We're Tilda Swinton fans. That's what we find out here. You know, I like her roles. I don't couldn't tell you one right this second, but the ones I like.
True.
I think of her as David. Did she play David Bowie or did she play Bob Dylan?
No, that was Cate Blanchett.
Okay.
I like as well. And I knew that right off the top of my
head. Boom. I know who played Bob Dylan, that Bob Dylan movie.
If they're a nearly 50-year-old or a plus actress, I could probably name them quickly.
Yeah. Uma Thurman. Go. Sarah Jessica Parker. Go. No, I'm just going to start throwing out different
she
names.
She I don't like as much.
I'm a fan. All right. Let's
speak the whole two politics.
Oh, I thought you meant as a character. Let's.
What has Tilda Swinton actually been in?
Okay. This is where the show is going now. We're just going to go on Tilda Swinton's IMDb page.
Yeah, now that you're sticking out.
Well, while you do that, I'm going to tell you about our friends at Centurion. That's right. Cold weather is here, and you know what that means? Cold, flu, and look, flu is like my kid's school. There's hundreds of kids out, including my own kids. And you know, obviously COVID is running rampant, and your immune system needs protection. And that's why we have partnered with our new friends at Centurion Labs. They're doing great stuff. And they are always looking for safe, effective, affordable ways to keep you healthy and at your best. If you're looking to strengthen your immune health, prevent sickness, or fight off these sicknesses that are coming in and out. Again, if you have kids, you know this is happening a lot. The Defender Immunity Boost is for you. It is an all-in-one immunity booster that combines vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, copper, and quercetin. Am I saying that right? That's the one I didn't say yesterday. I'm just going to pretend it is. In just one pill to save you money and help defend your health. And also, if you've got a cough or sore throat, they also have Ninja Cough and a lot of other products. And you should take a look at what they're doing. Now is the time to defend your health, save a little money, and support a company that shares your Christian conservative values. And that's nice. You know, we like to do that. We like to partner with companies who also you know, support the work that we do and the kind of broadcast that we do. So they have that. And they've dedicated their last 15 years to research and development for safe, effective, and affordable products that, guess what, are made right here in the USA.
Yeah, for a limited time, listeners of our podcast get 20% off. This is limited. Their first bottle order when you visit centurionlabs.com/bros. Use the promo code bros, B-R-O-S. And this one is very simple. You know if you're on the right one because of the giant picture of us.
There's a giant picture of us right when you go to the website. So it's Centurion Labs.
Swallow the pills.
We'll put the I'll put the link in
took
the show
today
notes.
Again.
What?
Gave me a boost.
I took one today. I've been taking
that's
the last
why I
few
think
days.
I'm down to Tilda Swinton rabbit hole. Over
just,
here.
It,
you know,
think
Fridge
that.
Dispatch.
I don't think
Grand
that,
Budapest.
Yeah, all the Wes Anderson movies. But check out not all of them, but a lot of them. Let's go to centurionlabs.com/bros.
Good night.
Use that promo code bros. So we appreciate that. And thanks to them.
Yeah, burn after reading. That's a good one.
Uncut Gems was a voice actor in Uncut Gems.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a dark one for Adams.
You know, I never finished it, if I'm being completely honest. I really liked
Same.
It, but it was so heavy.
Same. I think I left it when he was in the back of the trunk.
Yeah, I just, it's anxiety riddle. I mean, he did an amazing job.
He made you feel like you were living it.
Yeah, and I'm a big Sandler fan.
And a Diamond District fan.
I am. I'm a fan of that whole thing. Should have been like perfect for me.
Yeah.
But maybe because it's like I don't want to know the truth about what's going on. But also, I mean, look, if you have a diamond encrusted Furby, that's pretty much my dream. To have that around my neck.
Yeah.
And he was doing that in the movie. I've looked for replicas of it, even though that movie was pretty disturbing. But he had that great movie. You know, I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and they were talking about that, how a lot of those actors of the time have had the opportunity to do those kind of roles. And they talked about Chris Farley and how, like, that's one of the biggest shames we have of obviously Chris Farley passing away so early, is he was actually a great actor and never got that role. But, like, if you think about in Tommy Boy when he's, like, on the boat and after his dad has passed away, like, there's legit emotion and acting in that. And you know that if we had been another 20 years down the road, you would have gotten that potentially Oscar-winning performance from Chris Farley. It was pretty a fascinating conversation. But hey, Sandler's touring. You can go see him. And Rob Schneider came out on stage and performed. A lot of people have thought Rob Schneider and Adam maybe had a falling out because, you know, Schneider's been doing a lot of work in the conservative realm right now. He's showing up on Fox. He showed up on Fox. He showed up at the Daily Wire. He's doing a lot of those things. They're like, oh, it's just because Sandler doesn't care. Sandler's a conservative donor. I mean, if you look at his background, I mean, that's a group that's putting out just, and they put out great content. I know people give him a hard time, but man, I love those movies so much.
Talk about Deuce Bigalow.
Oh, Sandler, Schneider, Sandler movies. Yeah, Happy Madison movies.
They're hilarious.
I mean, they put out the Hubie Halloween a couple years ago, which is a Halloween movie.
You could do it.
I watch it every year.
Can you do? You could do it anymore.
I mean, you can.
You
can.
But you get canceled.
Oh, he did talk about that, about how he played all these roles, but he, you know, even like the Hawaiian character he is in 50 First Dates, and
yeah.
I bet we get Schneider on here.
We've already had one Schneider.
I've met him once.
We get another Schneider.
Yeah. I feel like both are pretty close to us. They're like a phone call away. And speaking of John Schneider, I gotta say, I don't know the exact numbers, but that movie, you should check it out, todieformovie.com. This is not an ad, but he was on here talking about it, and it has exploded. And popularity. So I'm excited for him.
That's cool.
Fully independent movie. And I think that is a big, I think that's a big push to this kind of filmmaking. I think the idea that you can make movies, even if it's on your phone. And that's what I want to tell people. If you have a problem with like the way media is going, you could legit, and I'm preaching to myself too, you legit pull out your phone, make yourself a movie, release it online, sell it yourself, and see what happens.
Yeah.
There's ways to do it. Now, he obviously is a name. He's obviously a celebrity, so he's a bigger chance of doing it. But I was happy for him. I watched the movie over the weekend. A very compelling script, an incredible acting job. You know, but it's pretty cool to see. So I just wanted to
give that.
I wanted to give that a plug in the end. That's not an ad. It's just cool to see.
I wanted to bring this up for people because I think it was pretty interesting. We had Marsha Blackburn on a radio show today, and she said that in Tennessee, which is our home state, but then in Tennessee alone, the average cost, so like if you had like your yearly budget, you're up $7,300 without buying anything different than the year before. So no extra expenses.
Jeez, just
so think about how that quickly adds up. The extra gas of $1 more a gallon here, a couple of dollars more a gallon there, the food at the store. That to me was pretty shocking when you really hear it in like the 12-month total. We're starting to get those numbers together. Like, what does this actually mean for a normal anybody? It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or in between. Your costs, you're spending $7,300 more on the same just to keep up with where you were the year before. Nothing new.
Makes me feel better about my current bill situation towards the end of the year. Because I have kind of thought, like looking at it, being like, man, I'm usually not where I'm at right now at the end of the year where, you know, credit card bills are a little higher than usual.
Credit card costs are higher because the interest rates are higher. So, anything you're carrying over costs a lot more. And your expense, I mean, just like how many power bills I got, we're like, whoa. You know, the energy stuff.
Someone was asking me, like, what's your power bill? I had it on auto pay. And I looked at it and was like, holy moly.
Doubled. Yeah. Sometimes.
It's so much more than I thought. And I quoted them a number and they're like, you know, that can't possibly be right. I was like, oh. Now I felt like when they like ask a person like campaigning, like, what's a gallon of milk cost? Like, what's your power bill cost? I was like, I don't know. It's on auto pay, man. I've never thought about it really because it was like $200 or $150. And now it's way more.
Jump it up.
So you see that though. And
I think that's why you're seeing these races across the country. I mean, literally now we're talking about like Patty Murray's Senate seat in Washington State. The fact that we're even talking about that right now it's not a red wave at that point. That would be tsunami level. Like, that's like, that's...
Is that your new book? Maybe. Red tsunami, I feel like.
That's probably already done.
I don't know.
And that's probably more Putin-ish.
Yeah.
Or Xi.
Yeah. I think of something way different. We'll leave it at that. No, I just think of just like, just violence. It just sounds bad.
Like the Red Wedding.
Yeah.
Like the...
I think because in a show I had, there was like a sickness called like the Red Ocean. Or
the movie Red.
Red with Bruce Willis? Now we're thinking, or no, the band
Disney,
Red.
The Disney one.
You know, the band Red?
The Cubs.
Oh, you mean Turning
Disney
Red. One. Yes. Oh, yeah, that's kind of more what I was thinking. That movie. my daughter's Red Panda for Halloween. Not the one from the movie.
Okay, clear that up before we get...
Now, I, in fact, like that movie a lot. I think that movie has some elements to it that was good. I think we were lied to in the marketing.
By like what age should be watching it?
Yeah, I think that you know, Turning Red obviously is a movie that came out last year, sort of when the Disney backlash started happening, because all the trailers were just like, this is a movie about a girl that turns into a panda, and what it really was a girl going through puberty. And not even like subtext, like, oh, if you got it, it was like, no. Like,
I didn't watch it.
It's legitimately what it is, and you know that about the first 15 minutes of the movie. I've watched a bunch. It hasn't really held up. My kids don't watch it all the time. You can kind of know that if they watch a movie for like Sing 2, something like that, they'll watch them for all year long.
Yeah.
Turning Red kind of came and went in our household, but we did like it.
You watched?
I thought it was actually, if they had said...
Big admission that you made on...
If they said it before, when they made... And I feel like Disney could have
watched it, would you?
Probably not, but I probably would have said, oh, this will be a good movie to show them in 5 years. It is a good entry point to the conversation.
But it's Groovin.
I don't know if it's that. I think it's just the Disney didn't, and it's the reason why it didn't get released.
I just want to use that word.
It's the reason why it didn't get released to theaters. And they put it on Disney Plus.
They knew people you bet.
And I think they knew, yeah. And I think that's, you know, they're kind of in a course correction time right now. Oh, Jordan, this just broke. And then we got to talk about our friends at Lear Capital.
Should we talk about the Python?
I want to talk about that, but this is a more Kanye. Yay. Madame Tussauds London, 15 minutes ago, removed the Kanye West figure from public view. So, it's been on display since 2015. Now.
Again, there's a correct way.
Now, here's the
thing. If you over-cancel him, he's going to come back.
In January 2016, took him that long, they removed the Hitler.
I was going to actually say Hitler because yeah. I thought they kind of do historical figures.
They do.
And
they called him the protagonist of World War II.
Really?
That's what the blacks said. I'm reading the Jewish Journal right now. This article that said...
Oh, well, Logan.
And they said lots of people would stand next to Hitler holding up their arms performing the salute, which I'm sure, especially a lot of kids. Can you imagine how many high school students probably came? And probably, again... These aren't Nazi kids. These are just like, yeah, this
but you
be
got
funny.
Also your local white supremacists.
You do. And they're like, you know what? There's not a lot of shrines left. Let's go find.
Everybody's got a,
Did I say protagonist?
Yeah. Yes. You said the protagonist of World War II. Is that what they called him?
Yes.
Well that's not good, Madame Tussauds.
Oh, no.
And
no, he was, it was next, I'm sorry.
Next to Churchill?
Next to Churchill. He was next to Churchill. The Hitler figure was placed in the Wax Museum's World Leaders display, positioned in a victorious posture next to a defeated Churchill, and had a plaque next to him called... That can't be right.
This what are you
Jewish,
reading?
This is from the Jewish Journal. That's a pretty legitimate site.
Is it?
Sounds like it.
Again.
In 2008, someone decapitated it?
Nope.
That was like a story.
But I mean, I believe it. I believe
like,
it could happen.
It was like vandalized.
It's not a real decapitate. After ISIS, like, okay.
So what? So you might as well say
decapitating a
wax
figure.
They didn't work
figure.
On that very fast. They didn't work really on that too me. Fast, but they did work on making sure the Kanye figure.
Yeah, see, I think they need to be careful on this. There's a line. Because like I said, he's probably a dude with having a mental episode, and he might course correct. And if you go too far, you might be pushing a dude too far.
I
get why Adidas had to do what they needed to do.
And also,
I don't know what to do with my Yeezys. I'm not like going to burn them. I'm not one of those people.
So one of my friends sold all of his.
Okay,
but then gave all the money to Jewish owned charities.
I know lots of Jewish people are rocking their Yeezys.
Yeah. Elon Musk just tweeted entering the Twitter headquarters and put a video and said, "Let that sink in."
I like that. He's going to fire like 75%.
I saw that. Yeah, it's going to be a... That's the red wave. That's the real red wave is Elon Musk slashing people at the Twitter headquarters.
Well, they also were going to quit, so he's just holding it up to him.
Yeah.
He's also walking in with a sink.
With a sink?
Oh.
Elon Musk walks into the headquarters of Twitter in this video
with
holding
a sink.
So it's a pun of let that sink in.
He's weirdo. I mean, that is just, I love it. But that is ultimate trolling. That's not even trolling. I don't even know if I get it. That is like Andy Kaufman weird. He is that.
He's Andy Kaufman weird.
He's like Tilda Swinton.
I feel like they would get along well.
Elon Musk and Tilda Swinton?
Yeah.
I don't know either of them personally.
No, but I feel like they would get along well based off like she's very interesting.
Interesting, yeah. It's just become a Tilda
Swinton. Can you imagine if people just came to watch us sleep? I wouldn't want to see that.
I don't think I sleep.
I wouldn't get to sleep. I'd be like, she was in like a glass box.
You know how hard it is for me to sleep like on an airplane? Like if I'm sleeping on an airplane, I've been through it. Like that's been a
It's just not a heck of a day.
That's what I mean. Like if I can get myself to sleep anywhere in a public place, that just means I have been brutalized that day. I'm so tired. Just physically, emotionally. Because a lot of times it's like on international travel, and I'll do it sometimes on those. But a lot of times it is because I've flown to New York. I've waited 6 hours. I'm just so distraught that by that time, and then all of a sudden the
stewardess.
You can't say that either. The flight attendant.
I can't hear, though.
Another thing Logan can't do is sleep on airplanes.
Yeah. Flying is a big problem. You're listening and you know some tips on how to fly without completely going into panic-induced rage, it's not just medication. Let me know. I'd like to hear it. I don't go through rage. Rage is the wrong word.
Yeah, you sound like you're like having like you're
I wear
gonna take over the plane.
No, I don't ever have moments. I do think it's because I'm out of control. I feel out of control. Oh, Centurion Labs? Then maybe they have something for me? Yeah, maybe
they might. Defender PM. Settle you down. What do you feel? You mean like because you're not driving?
Yeah.
Again, you want to take over?
Yeah, kind of. Because like when I drive a large van sometimes. And we have a Sprinter van. That
a party bus.
That really a person, like a regular, like you should have a driver. Like I shouldn't be driving it. But I drive it with my kids in the back. And I feel at great ease in that.
Really?
Way more. Like I could drive that through the hills of Tennessee. And I feel way more better about that than I do getting on an airplane.
I have no issues with airplane. In fact, if that's the way I go,
don't talk about that. I don't like hearing it. I don't even want that to enter my mind.
Because I appreciate the ability to fly so much, like how fast I can get places.
Of course,
if that's how I go, it was worth it.
That I don't know. I've never
not saved so much time for other parts of
this
life.
This is going to be a video they show years after something horrible happens.
The Python. Can we talk about the Python?
Okay, but I was going to say to wrap that up, I've never not gotten on a plane. Like, I'm not that bad.
Yeah, you're not that bad.
No, I just, what I do, I have a
regimen. You're internalizing it. You're putting, like, do your kids fly fine?
Totally.
Freaking them out.
I try my best not to. I'm actually way worse a week before a flight than I am the day of the flight. Because the day of the flight, like my energy kicks in, I'm working, I got to get stuff out of there.
You got to like pack up.
But a week before, I'm like already thinking about it. I'm giving a lot of information here about my mental health. That's fine.
A lot of people have that with flying.
But to me, it's, I do have though, and we'll get to the thing. I do have a regimen of what I wear and what I've gone the way that they tell you not to wear, which like I've gone so comfortable.
You wear shorts.
I wear as pajama-ish as possible. I need to be as comfortable as possible.
So you're like the people with the pillow neck and the...
Not that much,
not
but
the
I wear sunglasses.
Like
I wear sunglasses, which bring me down.
You like a fediment on a plane.
Yeah. I put in earbuds with noise-canceling earbuds.
With your kids.
Yeah. My wife just knows. She's like, go sit over there. Sunglasses, earbuds, noise-canceling. I put on some sort of podcast, and then I think about, what if this is the last thing you ever hear? So that's my problem. Just being honest. And then I'm like, I can't be listening to this.
But you're fine driving that, like, car, like the wheel.
Great.
All right.
Fully trust it.
Because you're in charge.
Again, it's completely irrational. I'm being honest.
I'd rather not all be on me. Like, if things happen to people, it wasn't my fault I wasn't driving.
Well, I get that feeling, too. If I'm driving other people's children or something like that, it's the worst.
I don't want to do that.
No. Well, let's talk about this before we do it. Let's just do this. Get this out. We got it first. You talked about the $7,000 that Marsha Blackburn said. 73 bones. 7,300 bones. People say bones still.
I don't know.
That's what I'm going to start saying. Shekels. Can you say that?
Oh.
300.
He might. And Candace, someone's. Candace be like, wait, stole my shekels.
Didn't they? I feel like even in the Flintstones, they called them shekels, didn't they? No. Were they shells? They were shells.
Shells.
Yeah.
But not shekels. Shekels are real.
Well, it depends on who you're asking.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It just feels like that's something that
there's
would be
so much.
That would be in our Rumble comments.
The shekels aren't real. Just. Yeah.
All right. But you know.
There are no Jews.
I've heard. If you want to learn about what we have going on here, let's tell you about our friends at Lear Capital. They are a great way to diversify your portfolio. If you're looking at thinking about buying gold, you've probably seen the ads for years and thought, maybe I don't have the money to do this. Maybe I. How do I jump into this?
And you finally heard it from Logan and Jordan.
You finally heard it from two people who dress like you, who look like you, and go, I think maybe if these guys are talking about it, I could at least jump in and talk about it as well. We know the cost of everything is insane, as Jordan said, based on the interview we had earlier today. And they are offering some really special deals right now. And really, if you just want to learn more, just give them a call. Call Lear Capital for your free precious metal investor guide and ask about the Lear Advantage IRA. It lets you transfer, roll over your 401k, but mainly, they're going to offer free shipping and up to $15,000 in bonus gold or silver with a qualified purchase. But call for details. Learn more about it. That is at Lear Capital, 1-800-430-2919. They're the most rated precious metal company on Consumer Affairs. They got a near perfect rating on Trustpilot. Call them, 800-430-2919.
Yep. And I love Lear because they support us. They're conservative, American-owned, like you said. It's the number is the best way to go, so you can talk to someone, get your free kit as well, just to learn.
Yeah, see how it works.
That's cool too. They just want you, the first part is just learn. You know, whether it's the 401k plan or whether it's actually buying the physical gold and silver. The number is 800-430-2919.
All right, there was a story.
I mean, is a bad way of saying it because
the story you didn't tell me what it was, but you said I have a story we have to talk about, and I'm. We're at the point where now we can talk about whatever because, good Lord, we've talked about some wild things today. So
I don't even know. Like, we started with – it's because Fetterman is bizarre. Without the stroke, I'm saying, he's just a bizarre dude.
Yeah.
And he puts you on a path of
– and you told me yesterday he's like a fraud communist.
Yeah,
so,
he's a fraud.
So I was diving into it last night realizing this guy, like you said, is a full-on character.
Yeah, he lives in a former – car dealership.
See, that's less of a character. That to me is more like,
yeah, but it's yeah, all like to out. Do yeah, I'm sure he's he likes obviously fracking. Eccentric.
He likes fracking. He doesn't like fracking. I'm not sure whether
I have
there's
no
fracking
idea.
In his front yard.
It's very that debate because Oz didn't take the bait on going after him being nasty, which I think was the only point of putting Fetterman up. But what did you learn from Fetterman? I mean, I don't know where he is.
The
on
only
issue.
Thing I thought was if I was a Pennsylvania voter on the in the middle, I probably would have watched it and go, I can't do this.
A lot of people called in what we did on Secular earlier today. That's what they said. It was we had three or four callers from Pennsylvania, and they say it was painful.
Yeah.
And it actually bothered them to watch. It was actually hurt them to like watch. Yeah, and I
would agree
I
with
get
that.
What they
it,
were saying.
It kind of pulled at your heart to watch it, not because you agree with this guy, because you're right. They're putting someone up there.
No, it's almost
it
like.
Clearly should not be.
Yeah. Exactly. So, anyways, if your grandmother is missing,
oh god,
and you live in a place with a lot of reptiles, which you have reptiles in your house.
I mean, I have a leopard gecko. It's
you
like
didn't have
six.
To, you didn't have to define it. You
okay, could've... I have a plethora of reptiles.
They
like,
come up regularly in our podcast.
It's like the Tiger King of reptiles in my home.
You showed me that thing yesterday. I like these
the
guys.
Lion.
The lions.
The lions.
These guys in the Middle East.
Yeah, Middle Easterns with. Full on lions.
I never thought it'd be as like feels in like you know like
in touch with wildlife.
No, in touch more with like the Saudis. I feel like we're yeah. like they're like on our team now.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but
they're
I do.
Taking it at, I mean, I don't like how the oil price thing hurts all of us. So, but they did it because of Joe Biden.
Yeah,
and they're threatening America now. I don't love that when they start threatening America. It gets a little scary because you know they got a base there that's
and they're building that tall, skinny city.
That's cool.
They start doing
mile
it.
Long.
I thought that was all a concept and just idea, but they're like digging
MBS.
The trench now.
He's interesting. He's just interesting to me.
You like that thing? How would you live in that? It's so odd.
How would you not?
All right, but you had a story you want to tell. Tell your story because we got to wrap up.
Okay,
somewhat
so
soon.
If your grandmother goes missing in Indonesia,
maybe turn off this if you're listening with children. We've already
made
it so far.
Maybe this whole show.
This whole episode.
I don't even know if it appealed to children. Anyways, we're not really trying to appeal to children, are we?
No, but I think some people flip. You know,
that also sounds weird. Anyways, so in Indonesia, but it could happen in Central Florida.
Okay.
Because anywhere you got pythons that shouldn't, you know, they're everywhere because they're invasive species.
Yeah, because people let them out.
Yeah, we place South Carolina, and they have them there because not because they're actually native, they're not, because people let them out. They're huge. These things get 300 pounds, 22 feet long. Grandma went missing. There was a python slipping around the backyard. Oh my God. They found Grandma in the python.
In the python.
And we don't know. She was only 54. So this was a young grandma. So I'm imagining maybe something happened to her. And then I feel like she could fight. That's what I'm saying. I feel like she could fight
a python. She could fight off a python?
Yeah. Because if you grow up in those places like where they are, and you're 54 years old.
Yeah. That's pretty terrifying.
Full body.
Oh. So then, yeah. I feel like that's what had to have happened.
Yeah. There was like no, it didn't seem like there was a.
Like swallowed whole.
Also, in these countries where they do this, and you have to again take this: are these stories real or not? Because
I mean, Will said it's 22 foot long. It's
yeah, but they're always like 12 Indonesian dudes, and they've got this cut in half python, and supposedly there was a human in there.
So why are they there? Do you think they're just making it for fun, viral information?
I mean, there's a lot of clickbait these days.
I mean, one of our guys,
I see it kind of regularly. Every few years, the python has eaten the grandmother.
Yeah, there's some I've seen pythons. Some of our friends. Family members have posted pictures.
That's a full-size human. That's not like a small dog goes missing, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, the cat went missing. Oh, the python got it. Okay. That's both very understandable. Unfortunate, but understandable. This is a human being. Not like a part, not like, you know.
I feel like you're just trying. It's Halloween season, so you're just trying to like create something. I don't know commentary. It does freak me out completely.
Yeah, because I thought they'd more like, you know, they strangle you first.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So you're dead before they swallow you.
Well, Will's a snake man.
I mean, the story checks out to me. They have the picture of where the alleged grandmother is in the snake. It's a constrictor. they do kill their prey by crushing them first and then eat them. You see these large snakes eat full deer, crocodiles.
That's true. Full deer. That's more complicated than a human.
Will and I,
four legs, and you got this, you know, like, as a human, we're more like straight.
I've never encountered an extra large snake in person.
Like, not in
like, I've seen
captivity.
It at Gatorland and things like that, but I've never.
Behind the glass. Or being handled by
handled by Savannah.
I was in Zimbabwe with Mom, and
we I don't know where this is going.
We went to a snake flight.
Snake Haven?
They have like a lion haven. They have a snake one. They're kind of, it's a little.
Sanctuaries?
You know, sanctuaries? Wow, they have like the black mambas there. I mean, they have the ones that just, the killer snakes. One bite, you're done. They're taking them all out. You know, it's, so, but that's the close I've gotten to like, they're kind of almost out of captivity.
They do those in some churches in the south as well.
Yeah. In the mountain.
Yeah. We got a black mamba. Imagine we got a black
mamba. I don't know if they have those.
I don't think that pythons. We got 26 foot python, and this thing swallows you.
Pythons. I don't think there's no poison.
Is it a restrictor snake? Constrictor?
Yeah, they
constrictor. Pythons are constrictors.
Constrictors. Yeah, okay.
No poisons.
I don't know a ton about this. You're acting like I should. I don't know even how to comment on it because it makes me just feel sad. It's like Fetterman.
How would you feel if you were eaten by a snake, Logan?
Not great.
I don't think it's eating us. I mean, it's probably looking at us going, worth digesting.
Would you rather fly or get eaten by a snake?
That's how you feel about flying or how I feel about flying. You're like, I would rather be in someone else's hands. If I end up inside of a full size, if I end up inside of a snake, then something's way off. Like, one, how did I get in this situation to begin with?
Yeah, why are you in the rice paddies of Indonesia?
Yeah, you are right. These pictures, I don't know, man. I do
a lot of third world work.
Yeah.
Okay, so these, I see this kind of, I do.
I know you do. It's just a weird,
developing
weird
world work, whatever you want to call it, because I think that's all that BS around, like, what do you need to say and what do you, call it what it is. I mean, these are developing places. They're not first world.
Yeah. Like San Francisco.
San Francisco, Portland.
Yeah.
And where in Indonesia was this?
See, one of our friends just sent me a picture of, because I asked him, one of his relatives, which if he's listening.
Is he a snake handler?
Hello. He is a snake, and he's just pointing at it. He goes, look, a chicken. And there's a full chicken, and you could see the chicken.
And think about that. The chicken, I mean, has a beak. It seems like not what you want to swallow. You got to have a pretty tough, you know, lining. Well, that's the interesting part to me, the lining. Like, again, swallowing a chicken, you got claws. You have, you know what I mean? It's like a mite. It's like a mouse, yeah, or even a cat, or even a human. We're kind of smooth.
I mean, yeah, I don't think
we don't have a lot of sharp edges.
No,
as long as you contribute nails.
No, I mean my feet are just—they're ravaged. But other than that, it's fine.
Ravaged.
Just—I mean, they look like they've been through it. We know this. We've talked about this.
Yeah, we
people have sent me their cures.
Like onion, put an onion on the bottom.
Is that one of the things? Putting an onion? Is
there's
that a thing?
A lot of stuff online.
People said they always like when I look over here because I'm looking at them. Like people say that. People say that there's an onion. Put an onion on the bottom of your feet. That was Obama. I don't know why. I'm gonna start doing voices now. You already did Trump being like, what it was the Trump thing you said? I forget what it is now.
What did I say?
I can't remember. You said a word. You were like, Turkish delight.
So today?
Yeah. I don't even remember.
That stuff freaks me out.
I know. We're back to it. We're right back at it.
We used to hang out. I try to get the witches right, and I can't even.
We used to hang out in the bar. Remember that Lewis and Tolkien would sit and write in Oxford.
Yeah, it's surprising that they drank to write those.
Yeah. Not a lot. Right? Then they keep it between the buoys.
Well, I think that C.S. Lewis had a come to Jesus moment.
Uh-huh. The eagle and child, yeah.
I don't know about Tolkien that much.
No.
When I imagine Tolkien, I imagine this like the Lord of the like
Tolkien,
the Lord
I
the
think
Rings
of
guy.
Like Salvador Dali. I don't know
I
why.
I think of the Lord of the Rings guy.
Well, that's what he is.
No.
That's Tolkien.
George R. Martin. No, the one in New Zealand.
Oh, man.
Who did Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, and did the Beatles, the Get Back, yeah, and all those movies.
Peter Jackson.
Like, I feel like he was really writing for these guys. Yeah.
He has, like, my look.
I mean, but even more.
A little more wilderness.
Curmudgeon-y.
Yeah. New Zealand, me.
Yeah, I don't think he's from New Zealand. Is he?
He lives in New Zealand, yeah.
He put all his stuff there, I know.
Yeah. What a workshop there.
What was that? What accent?
I think that was my New Zealand, yeah.
That's what a tough accent to do.
That one? Hello.
No. It's not
I'm just
rough.
Doing my Beetle.
It's not that rough.
I've never been to even New Zealand.
Nope.
That's a good time. We should hit the music. I'm just kidding. I've never been to New Zealand either. It's a long flight. But my friends was there, and he was like, the easy way to text me is think that I'm 4 hours behind, but really I'm 20 hours forward.
I don't do math good.
I think that was right. So, I
just texted when he texted
back. What time
back,
is it okay? In New Zealand?
But it's like the next
it's
day.
8 a.m.
Tomorrow. That's not that bad.
That's what he said. He goes, think that I'm behind.
I've been in China. Those places.
That's what he said. Just think that I'm behind, not
similar.
Forward. It's just weird to think he's that much further ahead.
It was weird. When I was a child, we were just like roaming around Beijing. I feel like just a lot changed.
When you were a child?
No. Last time I was in China. You could just like
last
roam
time
around.
You were in China, I thought you said,
could really
you know, back
around.
When I was a child, I would just run around Beijing. No one cared. I've never been there either.
You can buy a chicken on the
I'm like Elvis.
There.
I don't leave the country.
You can like buy whatever you want to cook.
Well, yeah. We learned what happened when that happened. That was the whole thing, Jordan. It was a global pandemic.
No, I'm not talking about bats.
You just said anything. And then
I'd
you made
like
a
more...
slicing like you were yeah. cutting a gyro.
I mean more traditional items.
Okay.
Your chickens, your...
Oh, traditional animals, though.
Yeah.
Full animals.
Your guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of those things you like? Big guinea pigs.
Oh,
I don't think they... You don't just buy one of those.
Oh, well, the kids always want one.
They're also like from a nightmare.
Yeah, what am I talking about? The big guinea pig, chupacabra? No. Pikachus? No.
They're the same places where, like, pythons eat you.
Oh, my God, I'm time for the music. There's been four trumpets already. What is it called?
Pikachu.
No. Pikachu. Darn it. I'm not going to get to it. My kids are going to be so mad at me.
Are they listening
they're
to
like big, they're big, giant rodents. You can meet them at Gatorland now.
They've got them?
Uh-huh.
I mean, they look interesting.
All right, well, y'all figure out
Capybara?
One.
Capybaras?
Capybaras. You said chupacabra, not far off.
What's a chupacabra?
It's like a Mexican wolf creature, right?
No, that's not real.
No. Not that I know of. Well, maybe not to you. Rumblers, are chupacabras real? We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bilderberg.
Three-star Retired General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.